You're listening to the BBC right here on KSFR 90.7 FM. Stay tuned. Active Voice Radio coming up right after this.
Support for KSFR is provided in part by the Santa Fe New Mexican, your local hometown newspaper, providing the communities of northern New Mexico with the news and information they need every day of the year. On the web, SantaFeNewMexican.com.
Now it's time for Active Voice Radio. Yes, folks, welcome back here once again to Active Voice Radio on 90.7 FM KSFR. Check out our website at activevoiceradio.com. My name is Chris Goldstein, your humble host and narrator here for one of the highest quality half hours in local radio you're going to encounter all week long. And it's on Friday. Oh, last weekend, Dick Cheney shoots his friend out hunting, and I have to go on air on a Friday.
Shrinking soul, but there won't be a single thing that you can do. He's a god, he's a man, he's a ghost, he's a guru. They're a whispering his name through this disappearing land, but hidden in his coat is a red right hand.
Yeah, but if you read Between the Lines, folks, this week, Between the Lines and the Fox interview, Vice President Cheney talked about his power to declassify information. Of course, he couldn't talk about the specifics of it because it's classified. But somewhere in there, somewhere in the mechanics of our great government, there is this power granted to the vice president to declassify information seemingly at will. So maybe Scooter Libby is going to get off now. Perhaps what's being insinuated here is that information that Scooter Libby is being put on trial for revealing to the world, to the public, that was classified, might have been instantly declassified, thus rendering him innocent.
That's a green paper in his red right hand.
And the United Nations, you thought Amnesty International had it in for the United States. Not just Amnesty International anymore. United Nations saying that our practices at Guantanamo Bay amount to torture, and the fact that we have only brought a handful of the Guantanamo Bay detainees up for any type of legal trial or tribunal is violation of international law, saying that it should be shut down. Yes, and at the same time, Iran, this out today, Iran renames Danish pastries. That's right. If you're walking the streets of Tehran today, if you happen to be going there tomorrow, instead of looking for flaky dough called a Danish pastry, you will now have to order at the bakery Roses of the Prophet Muhammad. That's right, that's what Danish pastries are now going to be called across Iran, Roses of the Prophet Muhammad. And here it is, folks. Here is the great clash of East and West has come out because of a Danish newspaper and a set of cartoons. And wow, you know, today in Libya, people are dying in protests over it. Another Islam extremist cleric has put up a ransom for the death of the cartoonist who created the cartoons. That's what's going on out there this week. Iran renames Danish pastries. See, we thought it was cool here after all that France stuff, you know, after September 11th. We thought it was cool to call things freedom toast and freedom fries. Just wait. Maybe one day here in the United States, we won't get French fries or freedom fries. Maybe we'll get fries of the Prophet Muhammad instead. Careful how we tread out there, folks, these days. This is Active Voice Radio. My name's Chris Goldstein. Stay tuned. It's Valentine's week, and I know, you know, Valentine's Day fell on a Tuesday this week, so many of you, like me, are having a romantic weekend this weekend. And in honor of all the romance going on out there, I'm going to play a song that we didn't get to last week. This is A Tribe Called Quest with Love. And that's what everybody's going to be doing this weekend, right?
So many people right now.
For the love, the flowers, the candy, the massage, you know. The candles set up in the background, the Barry White on the CD player, all for the love. That's what's going on this week, this weekend. You're listening to Active Voice Radio here tonight. And if there was one sound this week, one sound that topped it all, it was this. Wait. We might need to hear that sound again. That's right. Well, poor lawyer that was shot out in the field down there in Texas by Vice President Cheney was released from the hospital today, issuing a short statement. Apparently very strong and healthy there in his appearance there at the hospital, but he didn't answer questions. One of the doctors, in an Associated Press report I read today, one of the doctors said he was lucky to be alive. And, of course, it was widely reported earlier this week that he had a small piece of birdshot migrate towards his heart, causing a quote-unquote minor heart attack. Now, the bigger story out there this week is how badly this PR was handled by the White House. Now, analysts, Republicans, and Democrats seem to have collusion here on one issue, in that they shouldn't have waited a day. They shouldn't have waited until the owner of the ranch called a local paper there in Texas to report what happened. They should not have waited. Why did they wait? Democratic analysts, Republican analysts, they all say, why did they wait? The official report on the hunting accident, sheriff's office down there has closed the investigation. No charges will be filed against Vice President Cheney. And Hunters Association, the official report about it, said it was the hunter's judgment error that caused the accident out there. Now, first of all, the accident itself. What happened down there? Why'd they keep it quiet for a day, if it was just a simple accident? Now, obviously, this guy was in the hospital for close to a week now at this point. He did have some medical conditions and still does have some birdshot in him. At the same time, the media furor, or it's as if, I mean, what happened? Did the media just wake up? Did the media just turn around and wake up today? Wait a second. President Cheney shot one of his friends while he was hunting. It was a big accident, but he kept it quiet for a day. Look at the power this guy has. Look at the immense concentration of power. He could keep this story secret for 24 hours. That's the reason the media is going crazy about Dick Cheney's concentration of power. It wasn't that very early in the administration, like the year they were elected the first time, they had all the Enron guys who are on trial right now in the White House dictating what is now our energy policy. It wasn't all the now concluded false allegations of weapons of mass destruction. Wasn't all that. It was the hunting accident. It was the hunting accident that turned the press on to this idea. All of a sudden, everyone realizes, we turn around, where did all this power come from that Dick Cheney has? He can keep a story secret for 24 hours. Wow. Also this week, you know, it's unfortunately overshadowed. Dick Cheney gets to shoot a lawyer down in Texas, and we get a week off from many different kinds of declassified information. We have the CIA agent being leaked to the entire nation. Pictures of her available everywhere. Then, of course, we find out that secretly there's some sort of monitoring system for us all that the NSA has been carrying out on our phone conversations overseas. And the UN says we should close Guantanamo Bay. But we got a week off from all of this. We got a week off from it all because Cheney had a hunting accident. I don't know. I'm so cynical at this point. This whole country has made me so cynical at this point that I have to sit here and ask myself if the whole thing was in spin already. You can almost imagine. You can almost see it. You know, look, Harry, I'm sorry. You know, it's going to hurt, but you're going to have to take one for the party today. Just go look for the quail, man. Just walk out that way. Everything will be okay. Because we have. The press realizes that Cheney's power is concentrated because of a hunting accident. Because we've forgotten about the Enron guys dictating our energy policy. Because we have to continue a war that was predicated on lies to save face to the world and to ourselves at this point. Well, I think the Hunting Commission got it right. It's a judgment error. When CEOs make bad calls, they get fired. When baseball managers make bad decisions, they get fired. We're watching this week when Olympic athletes make a bad decision in the moment. They lose. But we the people, are now, well, harnessed. Harnessed to a very, very heavy load of very, very bad decisions. My name is Chris Goldstein. This is Active Voice Radio. It's your station, 90.7 FM KSFR. Check us out streaming on the web. A lot of you are probably listening online right now at ksfr.org. If you are surfing, take a moment to hit the Active Voice Radio website. That's at activevoiceradio.com. Now it's time for the latest and greatest in human invention, creation, and discovery. You get it every single week. Right now it's 6:45, World Technology Update, all the way from Tampa. And we're going to be talking about new ways you and I could, well, we could be getting to space in a very, very methodical, slow fashion.
The better, because the degree of devolution.
I'm Mike Mossy, and this is World Technology Update 2006. In space news, Space Elevator Organization, Liftport Group, has successfully completed its second round of preliminary tests of its high-altitude platform and robotic lifters. In this stage of testing on their space elevator systems, Liftport successfully launched an observation and communication platform a full mile in the air and maintained it in a stationary position for more than 6 hours, while robotic lifters climbed up and down a ribbon attached to the platform. The ribbon was kept aloft by three large balloons, while the robotic lifters climbed to a height of more than 1,500 feet. Previous trials produced climbing heights of only approximately 1,000 feet. The tests were conducted under a waiver to use airspace granted by the Federal Aviation Administration. The space elevator concept has a long way to go, but the Liftport Group has set a goal for themselves, April 12, 2018. This one-mile platform test is an interesting display of technology under development, but the ultimate goal is to construct and operate a platform 62,000 miles above the Earth, connected to the Earth by a ribbon constructed of carbon nanotubes. Robot lifters, possibly powered by laser systems, will climb the ribbon in order to transport materials, supplies, satellites, and even eventually people to and from Earth orbit for destinations beyond. The Liftport Group, as well as many others, believe a space elevator will drastically reduce lift costs to space and open up travel to high orbit, the Moon, Mars, and beyond. And as always, you can learn more by visiting the World Technology Update website and the World Technology Update audio blog by visiting worldtechnologyupdate.com.
That's right, World Technology Update, every single week at 6:45 here on Active Voice Radio. Space elevators, I'll take it any way I can get it. I want to go to space however I can get there. But the idea of sort of crawling to space is sort of anticlimactic, I must admit. Well, it's time for our second segment we have every week. It's time for Marijuana Policy This Week. From the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, this is Marijuana Policy This Week. Our topic this week is cannabinoid offers cardio protection, a new study says. More information available at norml.org. From Israel this week, cannabinoid offers cardio protection, a study says. The administration of Delta-9 THC protects heart muscle cells from injury during hypoxia, a deficiency in the levels of oxygen in the blood. According to preclinical trial data published in the February issue of the journal Molecular and Cellular Biochemistry, researchers at Bar-Ilan University in Israel investigated the effect of THC on cultured heart cells during hypoxia. Quote, the present study confirms the ability of THC to confer cardioprotection on hypoxia-exposed cardiac cells in culture, authors concluded. Investigators defined cardioprotection as delaying the onset of irreversible cell injury. This, quote, this research demonstrates that THC has beneficial effects on cardiac cells and supports the consideration of marijuana for specific medical uses. That's a quote from the investigator's report. Previous research indicates that cannabinoids may also protect brain cells against alcohol-induced brain damage, stroke, and acute head trauma. This has been Marijuana Policy This Week from the Normal Foundation in Washington, D.C. More information is available at norml.org. Tune in for Marijuana Policy This Week every week during Active Voice Radio and a separate report during the Undercurrents Radio program, 11 p.m. on KSFR Wednesdays. Rundown of some of the funniest, oddest, strangest news stories I could find on the internet today. Here's one from Stanford, California. You know, we got a drunk driving problem here in New Mexico. At least the trees aren't drunk here. Stanford, California, tree mascot fired for alleged drunkenness. Yeah, a rowdy Stanford University mascot was fired after being discovered drunk during a basketball game, university officials said. Fifth-year senior Aaron Lanschnitz, who dresses as a tree for the university's irreverent band, was stripped of her duties last week after her blood alcohol level was measured at 0.157 during a men's basketball game at the University of California, Berkeley. For the purposes of driving a vehicle in California, legally drunk is 0.08. Stanford went on to lose the February 9th game, 65-62. The university had previously placed the entire band on alcohol suspension, which requires a zero-tolerance policy towards drunkenness, said band spokesman Sam Ermey. Lanschnitz was fired to avoid disciplinary penalties from the athletic department, Ermey said. Quote, we don't want to risk our core mission of rocking out and bringing funk to the funkless, Ermey said. Every Yes, bringing funk to the funkless out there in the world. I thought that was James Brown's job, you know? And we're all up in a furor over Britney Spears putting her toddler on her lap to escape the paparazzi, but how about a toddler just taking off without mom in the car? Carrollton, Illinois, Associated Press reports a toddler apparently isn't interested in taking baby steps when it comes to driving. Police here said Vicky Evans' son, who turns 2 years old next month, managed to work his way into the driver's seat of his mother's van on February 7th when she hustled into a convenience store, leaving the engine running and the toddler in his safety seat. Evans, 33, told police in a report released Wednesday that when she glanced outside, she saw her van cross U.S. 67. As she gave chase, the vehicle ran through a car wash bay and two panels of fencing before hitting the side of the house. Evans's son was found in the front seat unhurt. No citations were issued. No citations issued in that. That's what I'm a little worried about that one. If an under 2 year old can get in the car, get out of the car seat, drive away, even if you just left your kid in a running car, I don't know citations. What a week it's been out there this week, folks. UN recommending that we close Guantanamo Bay. They're not the first ones to recommend this. They're not the only ones to recommend this. Europe is pretty nervous about the United States and our stance and our prosecution of the war on terror right now. Because in Europe, they've put terrorists on trial. And in one case in Germany, you know, the trial didn't go so well, and they actually had to let this guy go for a while. And everybody knew this guy was a terrorist. There wasn't any question. It wasn't about wiretapping. I mean, and practically had, you know, birthday cards from Osama bin Laden. I mean, this guy was serious, but they put him in trial in Germany. And when the trial failed to convict him, he was set free. I'm not sure how long he was set free for, but he was set free. You know, they don't look at us holding people without any trial or without any procedure or any visible public prosecution of them very well. Why? Because they lived through World War II. And on the other side of that, that's why it's so amazing to me that it's the Danish who have caused such furor over these cartoons. No, there are some things that are taboo. And the Islamic extremists are saying, and they're making an observation that is not incorrect, that those same caricatures, Europeans would never make that type of caricature of Holocaust themes. It's true, because Europe has gone through World War II. The same reason that they are that most Europeans want to not have people held without trial should be the same reasons that they don't want to stereotype an entire population negatively. Does freedom of expression come with responsibility? Well, responsibility is there if you take it. Freedom of expression certainly comes with consequences, folks. Responsibility is what happens before you do something. I mean, that's why it's kind of a joke, you know, when you talk about the modern PR game relating to Dick Cheney. You got to go out and take responsibility early. Well, I finally took responsibility 3 days ago. Why is that such a big deal? Responsibility. Very interesting out there, folks. Very, very interesting. Responsibility is what happens before you do something. It's the nature of how you make your decision. That's why it's responsibility that happens before you publish Islamic cartoons, and consequences after. And that's why it's responsibility before you pull the trigger, and consequences after. So, folks, we got a week off from a hunting accident. I hope next week we're all thinking about why our government can't respond to us in a disaster, why they're wiretapping our telephones, and why our vice president has the ability to declassify and disseminate information to the detriment and to his own political gain. This has been Active Voice Radio. My name's Chris Goldstein. Check out our website at activevoiceradio.com. We're going to get out of here on this fine Friday. Stay tuned. KSFR News coming up, followed by the best of Broadway and soundtracks. But before all of that, all you Metallica fans, just get ready to lounge out with Richard Cheese.
Say your prayers, little one. Don't forget my son, to include everyone. Tuck you in, warm within, keep you free from sin, till the Sandman he comes.
Bum, 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 bum.